Coming up this afternoon at 5 o'clock is a peaceful demonstration here on campus. It's being led by a recently formed group here on campus called Black Men Serving Excellence. Marcus McLean is an assistant football coach, and he is also with this organization. He joins us this morning to talk a little bit more about the protest. Hey, Marcus, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your group, first of all. There's been a lot of conversations about how the underrepresentation of diversity in our community. And there are not a lot of Black people in our community here in Duluth. And that makes the struggle, I think it's even more of an uphill struggle trying to educate folks about some of these issues. Why did a group of Black men decide to get together as opposed to a group of, you know, mixed men and women? How did that come about?
Absolutely. Yeah. So this group was formed in the fall of last year in 2019. We identify ourselves as leaders on campus, as leaders in the community. So I took the initiative of reaching out to a couple of those young Black men who's on the football team and that I identify as leader, and brought this idea to them, forming an organization. We know there's a Black Student Association group on campus, and there were not a lot of man representation in that group. And I brought this idea to them as far as a form of student organization here on campus to once enhance their experience and to promote awareness for Black students on campus and also men of color. And I brought this idea to those gentlemen, and those gentlemen collaborated, and they took it and ran with it as far as organizing it, and with the help of myself, of course, but they organized as far as the mission statement, requirements, the vision, initiative setting forth for the organization to continue up and running.
And, of course, Black men are, and, well, men of color are the ones that are primarily the targets, not completely, not solely the targets, but most often targets when we start talking about issues of police overreach, police brutality, police misconduct, those kinds of situations. There's been so much, obviously, unrest, pain, anguish, anger, pushback. Some people, I think, have become even more entrenched in their ideas. I have some people on my friends list that are absolutely convinced, and they have data, air quotes, to prove that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. They can say in the same breath that one bad police officer does not mean that all police officers are terrorists. And then they will also say, but the fact that looting occurs at peaceful protests means that all Black Lives Matter members are indeed terrorists and looters. So how is it more difficult to navigate these times as a Black person in Minnesota, or has some of the veneer of Minnesota nice dropped away, and is the honesty a little bit more productive to deal with?
Yeah, so being a Black man or a Black person here in the city of Duluth or a state of Minnesota, since I've been here going on my 3 years, I just think it's been going on for a while now as far as the stereotypes against Blacks and what society portray us as. And like you said, they're all Black people are not bad. All Black people are not threats. When it comes to it, and same with cops, not all cops are bad. But what's been going on in this country and what has been going on for a long time is that police brutality, that police injustice. And when we come together, and our cause here at BMSC is to break down those stereotypes, is to bridge that gap, is to help out the community so we all can come as one, as people. And we talk about this march and we talk about this protest. This is not an anti-white protest. This is not an anti-police protest. We do believe that we have to come together. We have to start those conversations. And when it comes with police and just when it comes to police profiling, because like I said, one bad cop could ruin experience for a whole Black community. You know what I mean? And we gotta be able to come together and really and really find equality and really find justice of what's been going on. Because, you know what I mean, and when you spike with social media and how things have been going around and you see stuff on the media, but also experience it, if you experience that as well, and myself and a lot of these members have experienced police brutality, experienced police discrimination, and that stuff hits home for us. And but then again, we won't be silent and we won't run away from it. We're gonna own up to it. We're gonna stand up to it, and we're gonna make a change. And that's what our direction is to do. It's not to badmouth anybody. It's not badmouth one person. It's about us finding that equality and following and marching in solidarity as one, so we can break those stereotypes. Because otherwise, it's gonna become a war. And I think that's what this country is sad to see. That's what I'm seeing. There's a lot of division going on between blacks and whites, between blacks and cops, and things won't change unless we find a way to listen to each other and learn each other and come together.
I read a book years ago, and the details aren't as important as the idea that the group in power doesn't have a lot of motivation to learn anything about the group that's not in power. And that holds true whether it's people of color, whether it's women, any disadvantaged group. They have a lot of motivation to understand what the people in power are thinking and what the people in power are up to, but it doesn't work in the opposite direction. Does that make it more difficult to say we need to have conversations, we need to come together, when there is a faction of society that says, no, we don't, I don't care. Things are fine just exactly the way they are.
Absolutely, and that's where you get into the systematic racism, you know what I mean? And as far as people in power don't want things to change, and that's where it's going to be tough for us to move forward, because, like I said, you can have groups pushing, but if the counterparts don't meet halfway and trying to find a common bond, things won't change. And that's why you got to go really deep in, and that's what the late great Martin Luther King was trying to do, and Malcolm X. They were trying to go deeper in the roots of power to get things changed. And when things going the way things going and people want things to stay the same, it won't change. And that's going to be a part to where the frustration can happen a lot, to where you try to reach out to the people who are in power. And those people who are in power and are ignoring the fact of what's going on, or they don't want things to change. They're fine the way there is. And that can be definitely frustrating during these times. And then you get the fact of, when you talk about the protests, to your question before, about the riot and looting, like I said, our group, we don't, that's why it's a presupposition, we don't condone violence. We don't condone looting. But I understand why people do that in some capacity. Like Martin Luther King said, a riot is the language of the unheard. But like I said, we're doing this in peacefulness. We're doing this to, you know what I mean, to raise awareness. And that's our main issue, because we want to make change.
A friend of mine who is a black man recently made a post on social media, and he said that he would discourage all of his black friends from moving to Duluth. He would encourage all of his black friends to leave Duluth. And he said that because I had to read a little bit more carefully and ask some questions to kind of get down to the, so it felt like I was understanding clearly what he was saying. But he was saying that since black people are not represented in those power structures, they're not represented at the levels where decision making is being made, where businesses are making decisions, where governments are making decisions. Because of that, it's going to be a hostile environment for black people in this community, and they should leave. That's one person's opinion. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, from the standpoint of, there's not a lot of, I agree with it, there's not a lot of black people in position of power, so that can become concerning. And as far as when you talk about who has the power and the movement of power for change, for as far as moving out of Duluth or not recommending people come to Duluth, I'm here now. We're here now. So I think with us being here now, we got to make an impact and what we can do while we're here. I definitely understand what this campus is, a predominantly white institution. The city is predominantly white, but from a late great person of influence of mine, They always taught me, running from it won't save you, and you got to see it through. And what I mean by that, what they're referring to is we got to face a problem. We got to come 10 toes down, and we got to face a problem, man. We can't run from it, because if we run from it, it won't save the fact that when the next black person comes to Duluth, how they be portrayed, what type of life they will have here. So we're here now, and we're ready to face it, and we're ready to make an influence of change.
Marcus, the peaceful protest begins at 5 o'clock, and it's going to be held outside at the football stadium, right?
Absolutely, yep. We're going to gather out in the parking lot outside the football stadium before we go on with the march.
Okay, and it's going to be masked and social distanced and all those good things?
Absolutely, yeah. So our organization, the Brothers organization, we're going to be spread out among the crowd control and making sure people are spread out. Masks are required to have keep breathing signs. And when we spread out as a quote-unquote gathering before, we're going to use all those parking lots we can, depending on how many people come, to make sure things are social distancing. And when we will be marching in ways to make sure things are social distancing, so we can still get our message across and get the point across and make influence, but at the same time, be safe as possible.
And are folks that are supporters, are they encouraged to bring their signs and their masks and march at 6 feet, spaced out nicely 6 feet away from everybody else? Are they encouraged to take part?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's welcome to all to come take part and be a part of this. Be a part of this movement. Be a part of this change. Bring the signs. Come peacefully. Come supportive. You know, I mean, come with an impact. Come with an initiative to make change. And you know, we have a certain amount of people that we can have per gathering, so we're gonna try our best to keep that under control. But we got our members in line to as far as crowd control and the amount of people that we can have gathering. So
fantastic, Marcus! Thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Absolutely, thank you for having me.
Marcus McLinn is with Black Men Serving Excellence, a new independent student organization formed on campus here at UMD last fall. And their peaceful protest will take place this afternoon here on campus at 5 p.m.